Well, let's talk politics with David Spears, as we do on Friday mornings, the host of Insiders, which is going on the road this week to Tasmania. Good morning to you from Lonnie.
Good morning, Hamish.
What are you doing down there, first of all? What are you testing the temperature of the nation?
Yeah, pretty much. There's clearly, in the opinion polls, a shift going on. We've seen that over the last month or so. So we want to come and talk to people in a very marginal seat. This is Bass in northeast Tasmania, one of the most marginal in the country, and really talk to those who are disengaged from politics, who don't really watch my show or your show, Hamish, and don't follow hashtags on Twitter and things like that, but see what's actually cut through for them and what they're thinking about Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, what they're picking up, and whether that shift we see in the opinion polls is really happening on the ground here. So it's been a fascinating few days here, and we'll bring some of that to you on Sunday morning.
And what is cutting through out of interest?
Well, the issues around rape allegations and sexual harassment, no one has missed this. And, I think it really has damaged Scott Morrison, as I say, amongst those disengaged from politics. I would also note, though, not many of them have heard much at all about Anthony Albanese. So he's got an issue there in terms of letting people know that he's even the opposition leader for some of them.
Really?
They're completely unaware of that. So the vaccine issues, too, have been really interesting to talk to people about, even before last night's news. A real hesitancy that I've picked up, particularly amongst women I've spoken to, who just want to wait a little longer before they're willing to have the jab. So, I think that's a bit of a worry, and how what's happened last night will feed into this hesitancy is going to be an issue as well.
Yeah, so the decision and the announcement that came last night, clearly not one that the government wanted to make, but it does rather solve a problem that the government already had on its hands, which was that this October deadline or timeline they'd set already looked very difficult to meet.
Yeah, and that's going to be reset. And, I think it's inevitable now. We'll be looking at 2022 sometime before that's going to be met. And that has knock-on consequences. It's another kick in the guts to so many sectors in the economy, whether it's tourism, aviation, whether it's higher education, whether it's events. I mean, they need the borders to open up, the economy to open up. So, how this will affect all of that is still very much up in the air. And as I say, we don't know the broader hesitancy issue this is going to create amongst not just under 50s but the entire population. So some rethinking, and this will be discussed no doubt in the National Cabinet meeting today as well.
I would have thought also in the budget preparations, David. I mean, so much of the economic planning is around the rollout taking place on time this year, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. I mean, look, JobKeeper's not about to come back, even if we are still going to be living with the prospect, the potential for short, sharp lockdowns for some time yet. But I think for those sectors that I mentioned that are going to continue to struggle with a closed international border, I think there is going to be a stronger argument that they're going to need some more help. They certainly have been asking for that before the events of this week, and I think that case has been made stronger now.
Just out of interest, where you are in Tasmania, what's the view of both international and domestic border closures?
Look, things are picking up in terms of some more interstate arrivals, but I spoke to one travel agent here in Launceston who just last week had to sack three staff. They'd been there for years, one of them 15 years. So that's a really painful time for businesses like that. They've been pleading for more help but not getting any. So, and look, they're not convinced that things like the discounted airfares or even the New Zealand travel bubble will help them much. So a fair bit of pessimism still amongst them. Other businesses I've spoken to, though, are saying things are starting to pick up a bit in recent months. They're doing okay. So it's not across the board, but in those affected sectors, there's some real pessimism and concern.
And just in the lead up to Easter, everyone in Parliament House in Canberra seemed very eager to get to the Easter break and get this sort of break in the parliamentary sitting calendar underway so that the government could, or at least from the government's perspective, could reset ahead of the budget. Do you have any sense, being at where you are in Bass, as to how the government might be able to actually do that? The narrative has gone pretty pear-shaped for them.
Yes, it has. It's been a torrid few months for the government on a number of fronts, not just the issues around the mistreatment of women. Liberal MPs I've been speaking to are, and they always do this, they're hopeful that the budget will be the reset moment, the circuit breaker. They rarely do provide a bounce, at least, budgets. We've seen that now for some time. But I think there's an opportunity for the government to you know, with what's happened this week on the vaccine front to recalibrate its economic support. As I say, I think there is going to be a stronger case now for the government to perhaps spend a bit more than it was planning to in this budget, given the changing economic circumstance.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing Insiders live from Tasmania this Sunday. David Spears, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Enjoy Tassie.